Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is Matt Hester, and welcome back to the screencast on a Microsoft deployment and talking about the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit, or MDT. And in this screencast, we're going to talk about task sequences. Now, task sequences are really where you start actually getting into the nuts and bolts of actually deploying our environment. Now, in the last screencast or previous screencast, I actually already added my operating system. Now, I'm not going to worry about applications and packets and packages and out-of-box drivers for now. I want to show you the basics of this. So the first thing I'm going to do is let's go ahead and create a task sequence. I'm going to right-click on task sequence and select new task sequence. I'm going to give an ID. We'll just call it 1. We'll say deploying Windows 8. And we won't worry about any comments particularly for this one. And then we have templates. Now, the nice thing about our task sequence is that we actually have several templates that are built in to help you along the process. Now, any of these templates you can modify after the fact, or you can even create your own custom task sequence here. We also have the ability to do assist prep and capture. So if you already built your gold desktop standard for your organization, you can actually run this task sequence and actually capture that and turn it into a WIM file. We then can in turn deploy out through this tool. You also have the ability to do server standard client task sequence is what we'll pick today. But also notice that we have standard server post OS install task sequence. If there's things we want to do after an install of an OS, or if we want to deploy directly to a VHD, we can do so as well here. So I'm just going to choose standard client sequence. Click on next. It's going to ask me to choose my operating system. It's pulling that from my deployment toolkit. I'm just going to choose the one that I have there. It's going to ask me how do I want to specify my product key. So if you have a Mac key, you can use that here. Or you can specify a specific key here if it's a retail product. I'm not going to worry about that one particularly right now. Then it's going to ask me for particular OS settings. So we'll just say the full username. I'll just put in my name. Say Microsoft, and then you can make what your homepage is. I think you should put the best search engine on the planet, and that is Bing as my homepage, or you can put your company's page there, whatever you want. You can set your administrative password, or you don't have to set it here. I'm going to set it here just so I know what it is for after the fact. And then it's going to give me a summary of that sequence. So I'm going to go ahead and click on Next. It's going to go ahead and create that sequence. And once again, MDT does support PowerShell, so we can always view the script and see the PowerShell that was actually created underneath the covers. I'm going to go ahead and finish that. And now I have my task sequence pretty much ready for us to go. Now, there's actually quite a bit to this task sequence that we didn't see during that wizard. So let's take a look at some of those options. I'm going to go ahead and right-click on this and select Properties. And in properties, notice that we have quite a few things here to look at and actually work with. First off, I can say this can run on any platform, or I can only run on selected platforms. So right away, I can actually do some basic filtering on what systems can actually run this task sequence. So if I only want my Windows 7 or newer systems to run that, I can simply check that box, and that's what they'll see for us to use. I'll just leave it for anyone. I could also hide the task sequences in the Deployment Wizard, and this is great for testing and planning or creating research systems. And I can also disable it or enable it by simply checking this box. The great thing about this is that if you have a task sequence that you're not quite sure you want to use anymore, you can just disable it by clearing that checkbox. It'll still be there in case you do have a need for it after the fact. Task sequence is where we get into all the nuts and bolts of what's actually happening under the covers. Now, a couple things about this as we look at just some of the pre-install tasks that are here. We can actually configure the system to do some various options. We can enable BitLocker if we wanted to. If it was a brand new computer, we could actually format and partition disks. And notice that a lot of these scripts are actually calling some of the scripts that are in that script root directory in our actual deployment share. So we have a lot of abilities here to actually add in the different environments, how we bring back state restore. I can also add in any of these task sequences. So if I want to run a PowerShell script, maybe at the end of my install, maybe there's some things I want to do after I bring back a state restore, I can actually add in a PowerShell script, and it's going to bring in that ability to run whatever PowerShell script I have stored. And that might be coming something off of a share or whatnot. So I have that ability to really do those types of things. Now we also have this OS info tab. So this gives me a general information about what's here, but then I have the ability to look at my unattended XML file. So I'm going to go ahead and click on this. I'm going to pause the recording for just a bit because this will take just a second to bring up, but I'm going to show you what it does. It actually brings up the ability to get under the covers, and this is where you see the WADK that we installed earlier as a part of the components with the actual answer file. So hang tight for just a second. I'll be right back. Let me pause the recording, and then we'll, after this is finished. All right, so we're back, and we actually brought up our file. Let me go ahead and maximize this window up. Now, here's where you actually have the ability to come in and dig underneath the covers and really start enhancing and working with the operating system. So if I want to take a look at some of the Internet Explorer, notice that I have all the ability here to start controlling the different aspects and the different settings of that tool. Or if I want to look at the media player and work with those, or the DNS client, I can configure and work with these. So underneath the covers, we have a lot of ability to come in here and really take a look and in general and work with a lot of the settings inside of the actual environment. You can actually see the neutral setting, my IE Explorer. I should have Bing.com because that's what I configured during my wizard. So you already have some settings that were there, but really if you really want to get under the covers and configure a system after the fact, you can do a lot of work with that unattended answer file. And that's what you're really building here, is just a much more robust answer file. Now, just a word of note here, folks. Some of you might be looking at some of these settings and think, well, Matt, I can do this with group policy. And really, I think they complement each other. Now, you don't necessarily, if you have group policy in place to set a lot of these settings, like the home page, for example, which you can do with group policy, you might just choose to do it in group policy and not do it inside this tool. Although, if you think about it, you start the system deployed a certain way, and then you can use group policy to keep that enforced from people actually changing that down the road. So when you look at these task sequences, and what you look underneath the covers, the basics are powerful. But folks, as you get in even deeper to this, and actually start looking at all these other things that are here, from modifying your own task sequence to creating the different general things, there's a lot of capabilities here. And one of the things I really encourage you folks to do when you get hands-on with these tools is definitely step through these different tasks. Take a look at them. See what they do. Kind of get an understanding what the tool can do, because there's hundreds of settings here that you can actually apply and work with. I hope you enjoyed this screencast of just taking a look at the basics of task sequences and some of the things that are underneath the covers. Thank you for watching, and have a great day.